From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The top commander of U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan says a deadly airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz 3 days ago occurred despite rigorous U.S. military steps that were designed to prevent such mistakes. General John Campbell is now facing a barrage of questions from a Senate panel.
The decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command. A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
Campbell also says he believes President Obama should revise a current plan to reduce the U.S. force in Afghanistan at the end of 2016. The attack on the Doctors Without Borders-run hospital over the weekend claimed 22 lives. Russia is carrying out strikes on Syria for the seventh day in a row. NPR's Allison Muse reports that Russian warplanes have hit dozens of ISIS targets, killing at least 19 militants in the past day, according to a Syrian rights monitor.
Russia says its warplanes are targeting military equipment that was seized from the Syrian army by ISIS in Palmyra. Syrian state media say strikes on Palmyra destroyed 20 armored vehicles, 3 ammunition depots, and several rocket launch pads. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than a dozen militants were killed in the attacks. Russian warplanes also targeted command centers in ISIS-held areas of Aleppo province. The ISIS-focused targeting stands in contrast to the first days of the campaign, which saw Russia mainly target moderate rebel groups. Russia is fending off criticism that its goal is to prop up Assad rather than defeat ISIS. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
In South Carolina, flooding continues to disrupt daily life in many communities. The rain has stopped, but rivers continue to rise. At least 11 people have died in the state since the heavy rain began. South Carolina Public Radio's Laura Hunsberger reports from drenched areas of the capital, Columbia.
This morning, the National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for an area around a lake near Columbia. They're concerned that a dam may fail, posing a danger to homes. Residents braced for possible evacuation, but the sheriff's office says the dam is holding for now. Other areas have not been so fortunate. South Carolina Emergency Management Division reports that of 18 dams being monitored, 9 have breached or failed completely. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hunsberger in Columbia.
The main campus at Philadelphia Community College remains on lockdown this hour following reports of an armed suspect. Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says there have been no shots fired and no one is in custody, but at least some of the buildings have been cleared. Today's events follow revelations of an online threat against Philadelphia area colleges and universities. Dow is up slightly. You're listening to NPR News. Pioneering filmmaker Chantal Ackerman has died unexpectedly in Paris. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports a Belgian director was 65 years old.
Chantal Ackerman made slow, meditative films that sometimes focus minutely on a woman peeling potatoes, or long shots of New York City streets in the 1970s, with voiceovers from letters her mother sent to Ackerman when the young director lived there. Ackerman's mother survived Auschwitz. Her daughter's films often explored how her mother experienced its aftermath. Ackerman started making movies as a teenager. She was a film school dropout, but her movies, over 40 of them, are credited with helping to craft a bold new feminist vocabulary in cinema. They ignored linear narratives and other Hollywood conventions and influenced generations of film scholars and independent filmmakers. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its forecast for global economic growth, but raising its U.S. forecast a bit. The IMF now projects the world economy will grow 3.1% this year, while the U.S. will see 2.6% growth. The IMF says falling commodity prices and jumpy financial markets have raised global risks. The U.S. government's latest trade figures show the trade deficit expanded sharply in August. Commerce Department reporting the deficit grew by more than 15% to $48.3 billion. At last glance on Wall Street, Dow is up 3 at 16,778. NASDAQ off 55 points. S&P 500 down 10. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.